It is time for another edition of What's Going On Out There, Ruth, with Ruth Epstein, Robin Hood Radio's intrepid, curious, roving, rambling, etc. reporter. Ruth, what's going on out there?
Lots of post-election news. Starting off in Canaan, we had that recount last week where, you know, the first electman race was won by a margin of originally 3 votes. Brian Oler, the incumbent, lost to Jesse Bunce by 3 votes. The recount made it even closer. It was 2 votes. Apparently it was a hand counted or a ballot that had been marked for both of them, and so it had to be discounted.
It's a spoiled ballot.
Spoiled, they call it, yeah. Yes. I was there for the recount, and it was a fascinating process. And I must, hats off to the two registrars, Patricia Kilty and Rosemary Kilty. I love it that two sisters are on either side of the aisle. But Rosemary Kilty, as you know, is the former principal at North Canaan Elementary School, and she conducted that just as an educator would. She went step by step and explained everything they were doing to the audience, and there were some people there to watch, and I was very impressed. And but as it turned out, as they say, it's a two vote margin, and Oler conceded, and now he will be on the board with Jesse Bunce and with Melissa Pinardi Brown. So
who was the one that was tossed to the side? I can't remember. Oh, Jesse?
Three of them.
Won. Okay. Who was the fourth one?
There wasn't.
Oh, okay.
It just got reshuffled.
Yeah, okay. The drop. I didn't realize there wasn't another candidate. So.
Yeah. No, all it was right. The three of them, and Oler, you know, was the incumbent.
Yeah.
And now it got shuffled. Jesse's the incumbent.
So what does that do to the, just out of curiosity, the situation there with people who weren't coming in or whatever, or is that finished?
Well, I mean, there are people who were ousted that were incumbents, and it'll be interesting to see how the new board acts. I don't
know. Okay.
For example, the treasurer, the longtime treasurer, was beaten by her opponent, and there were a couple of others. So hopefully, and, you know, there's been lots of controversy in the town with involving the town clerk. And hopefully a new path has started and things will quiet down and they'll work.
Town clerk is still in the mix now, or did she?
There's a new town clerk.
New town clerk.
New town clerk.
Now the clerk's that's involved in this is on the side now. So.
Right.
Well, at least it's not in their haunting town hall for the moment.
And there's a new tax collector because the former tax collector resigned, so it's a whole new face at town hall. And as we all say, let's hope it, you know, everybody works together.
Right, so that has been shifted, but in fact, and the board has been shuffled, but nobody really.
Right. I mean, these three ran and these three got on, just in a different order.
Okay.
Much different tone. Well, I'm in Cornwall. I was at Cornwall Sunday evening, where Senator Blumenthal came and swore in the all those who won the election. And there, I don't even think there were any opponents. It was a very mild campaign with Gordon Ridgway. He's got to be like the second longest serving leading official, I think.
Anybody figured out how many years yet?
I think he said he's done 17 terms. And so he...
That would be 34 years then.
Yep.
Yep.
That would make... So he... his running mate, Rocco Botto, ran again and got in. Jennifer Hurlbert Markow, who was the third select... It's not really one, two, and three, but she was the other one. Chose not to run. She had been in for one term, chose not to run. And so a man named John Brown has taken her place. So there's one new face there. And everybody else, I guess, was reelected or got on who wanted to. It was a nice ceremony. Blumenthal said he loves coming out to the quiet country, and you can understand why if you're dealing with cities and things. Talked about, you know, the democratic process. Now, Cornwall, focal point of that ceremony on Sunday was the Democracy Cup, because Cornwall had the highest number of voters, and they just do this for presidential elections, I believe. So the cup, this tall cup now, is in the hands of Cornwall until the next election. But it was
presidential, right? Four years?
I believe, you know, Michael, I'm not sure whether they do it for the state now.
When you mentioned this, I'm going to say you were saying presidential, but...
Yeah, I know it's definitely presidential, and there was talk maybe of doing it for the state, you know, the every other year. I don't know. But anyway, the large cup, big golden-looking cup, is housed at Town Hall, and that was brought out for this ceremony, and it was very pleasant and very nice. This election brought a lot of changes to some towns. A lot of long-term people that we've known for years and years have decided not to run again. In particular, two town clerks that I interviewed this week, Linda Amerigi and Sharon, has decided not to run again, and Vera Dineen in Cornwall. And Linda has been in for 36 years, I think she said, Vera for 20. And they gave a very interesting recap of what town clerks do, and it's much more than issuing dog licenses and land records and things that you'd expect. And actually, it's quite humorous, some of the things that they've been asked to do over the years, and it's an insight into what these local officials do in their line of duty. So they leave as of December, and there'll be two new faces. There's Catherine Lee in Cornwall and Bianca Del Tufo in Sharon. So hopefully they will be welcomed in their towns, and they'll get on their way. Speaking of long-term people leaving, in Salisbury, you've got, Chris Williams, who was the selectman for several terms, decided not to run again, and Barrett Prinz is taking his place, and Kitty Kiefer beat out Don Mayland for that seat, so she will retain her seat, along with Curtis is pretty long-term, too. He's been in since 2005, so we have some long-term people and some who don't go as long.
Yeah, but that's only 20 years way behind Ridgeway.
Yeah, right. interesting, Mike, in Salisbury, Michael Clemens has stepped down.
That's going to be interesting to watch because if anyone had a lot of working knowledge, which he brought with him, when he came to that board and ultimately became the chairman, that's a huge – there's going to be a big difference there because he had the time to spend it. Being chairman of these boards, by the way, and they don't get compensated in most towns, as I am aware.
No.
It is a very intense situation for the board chairman because he's constantly back and forth with the officials, the enforcement officials, and
lawyers.
Yeah, lawyers, yeah, and all kinds of, and trying to keep the board in balance when you come to issues where you have lawyers and all of that involved.
Planning and zoning is one of the most highly stressful and complex wards.
And I've never understood why some of these people are not compensated because the amount of work that goes in there. I know from firsthand watching Michael for a number of years when I was serving some time there. it's a ton of work, and and it really, in my eyes, should be compensated. But that's today's opinion.
Well, just look at the those cases that they've worked on in Salisbury.
Well, yeah, they've had that. They've had zoning regulation changes that have been rather significant and require a lot of work and a lot of hearings. And you know, you've had the Lime Rock Park thing that's gone through. And
Holly Place.
Holly Place, which is still...
We just went
still
through Wake Robinson. Yeah.
I'm still not seeing anything happening at Holly Place there.
It's
hello?
It's coming, so they say.
I'm waiting.
But Michael, you're right. Michael Clemens was spent an inordinate amount of time on that.
So deeply, deeply
you're right.
Involved.
That will be. And Marty Whalen has stepped down.
Yeah, and he's been on there for a
long, long time.
Long time, yeah. He's probably up there with Ridgeway.
Yeah, probably. So it's very interesting, the personality and the shape of these boards and commissions. And things are changing. I mean, people have been in long, long time, and new faces are coming on.
You know, what interests me, and I just have to walk, interests, that's not a good word. Anyway, I have to go back to the democracy thing. Unfortunately, you know, my little spiel once again on this, most of these are being done with no real competition. It's like they're on the ballot. When they get there, they're already voted in before the first vote is cast. And I just wish that, especially when we have significant changes, that you would have people in a competition rather than what I'm going to call basically appointed ahead of time. So that's all I have to say on that. But I have to bring that up because it concerns me that we see fewer and fewer choices on the ballots.
Yeah, well, you know, who can run these days? If you're a young person, which they're trying to get more of the young people in,
yeah,
most of them are working. Some two jobs, just don't have the time to.
Well, yeah, you're not going to. I got that. And most of these things don't pay. So, you know, it's somewhere we need to figure out, though, how we get more active.
Now,
because
that really public service that
makes.
Let's move on. Yeah. You know, yeah. I mean, that's a, you
all
didn't.
All right, let's go.
It's your service.
Yeah.
It's your service. Public service.
Well, we're seeing that everywhere, so it's changing, yeah. And as we say, used to be on planning and zoning, you didn't have, I mean, reams of laws and lawyers and suits and all that, court cases, so it's changed the picture of it, and people just don't have the time or the interest to do it. We talked about the motor riot parking issue here in Kent, where they were... People from that business, the employees were parking on the street and annoying the neighbors, and they put up a parking ban sign, and the owner said, you know, he didn't have enough space on his property, but that seems to have been, he was issued a cease and desist order because he was going against the regulations. It seems to have worked itself out. The owner has agreed to keep things on his property. And so there's even talk maybe of removing those parking ban signs. So it's that one seemed to work itself out without too much more angst. We are coming upon the holiday season. I can't believe it. It just flew. Our first holiday bazaar is down here in Kent on Saturday, November 22nd. Where St. Andrews has its annual holiday gathering. It's always very popular. It's sort of the start here in Kent of the holidays, and lots of decorations and food and camaraderie. So,
did you say the 22nd?
22nd at 10 o'clock at St. Andrews, which is at the corner of Route 7 and 341. And I guess there are others coming along. You guys know of any others coming?
Mike has a list which he's working on. But
I'm sure you've got it.
Once again, my favorite comment, because Thanksgiving is late this year. They are starting the coming weekend, the 22nd, and then there are the ones that are on the 29th. Is it? Yeah, 29th, and the following weekend.
Yeah, I know. Cornwall Church does a big one. Noble does something. They don't do the Festival of Trees anymore. They just do a more of a bazaar type thing. But should tune in to your station to find out all the list of bazaars and where to go.
Absolutely.
So I think that's all I've got.
That seems like it's plenty, as far as I'm concerned.
Works for me.
Okay. Well, in that case, we have to thank you for your intrepidity. I think that's a word. Mm-hmm. And it is much appreciated. And we will talk to you next time. And this has been What's Going On Out There, Ruth, with Ruth Epstein. Robin Hood Radio's rambling, roving, adventurous, intrepid reporter on Robin Hood Radio.